Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you all. If you guys want to grab a seat. All right. How's everyone doing? Pretty good. Who is back in town just for the Advent season? Okay, a couple of us. Who will be leaving and traveling this coming week? Anybody? Who's sticking around in town? Okay. Good. Well, it is really fantastic to have both of our communities together. I know we see Sam a lot, the Vox staff do, which is both, we are both blessed and saddened by the amount of time that we have to spend with Sam. So, but we're dealing with that. That's true. That's true. But we always talk about getting our communities together and doing things together. And it's great in those moments we get to do that. And so I guess it'll be this week and next week as well. So what we're going to do this morning is in our community, and I think both of our communities, there's this rhythm that we have where the 21st century Christmas has kind of just gotten dialed up more and more. So you kind of just turn the screws and everything gets busier and more stressful and more responsibilities and more burdensome. And as a community, we kind of set aside this time to go the other way and in this season to create more space and to do less and to rest and to worship. And so what we want to do this morning is along the lines of that. And we're going to spend some time meditating and doing a Lectio Divina together. And so we're going to be, the lectionary text this morning is Luke 2. So I was going to set it up, kind of the backstory to where our narrative begins. And then we're just going to create some space to listen, to meditate, to pray together as a community. And so the good doctor, Luke, is writing. And in the first chapter, it kind of focuses on Jesus's great cousin or aunt and uncle. So the story starts, and you've got Zechariah, who's a priest, and his wife Elizabeth. And it's a normal day on the job for him. He's at the temple. He's performing his priestly duties. And then it says that everyone's outside praying. So all they know are two things. One, Zechariah is taking an unusual amount of time. They're like, what is he up to? Why is he taking so long? And then when he comes out, for a reason that no one knows, he can't talk. So I imagine it's a frustrating like few minutes or hours of like lots of arm waving, charades, right? Like two syllables, one word. And they're like, what is going on? And then the narrative kind of cuts back into the temple. And Zechariah has seen this angel, which they always begin with, do not be afraid, because they've usually just scared you. Like, boo, do not be afraid. Right? And then he tells him in his old age that he's going to have a son. The son's name will be John. He won't drink, and he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so up until this point, things are going great. He's a little scared, but things are okay. And then he asks this question, which I imagine for the next 9 months, he regrets. And he goes, how can I be sure? And then the angel's like, well, you can be sure because you will be mute for the next 9 months. He's like, ah, darn it. So he comes out and there's just like arm waving and like writing. And you imagine Elizabeth's like, what's happening? Why? What's going on? And then it says they go into seclusion for 5 months of frustration, of not really knowing what's happening, of moments of, could this be what we think it is? We're not sure. So 5 months pass. It says the 6th month then, it cuts to Mary. So she's possibly high school age, maybe middle school. And then she also has this dream. And then the head angel shows up, Gabriel, which also scares her. And he leads in with, do not be afraid. And then he tells her that she's pregnant. And she's thinking, okay, I'm young. I think I've taken this class before. I haven't, you know, done it. And then the angel goes, what God says, his word will be true. Your cousin, Elizabeth, who's in her old age, is also having a baby. So in the 6th month, she now runs to Elizabeth. The babies do a little like dance when they see each other in the womb. And then they spend 3 months together. If you're doing the math, Elizabeth's full term. Mary sings a song. Zachariah prays this amazing prayer. John is born. And then chapter 1 ends with him leaving home and living as an anarchist off the grid. Chapter 1 completed. And where we begin this morning is in chapter 2. And so we invite you now just to take a deep breath, to get comfortable. Usually meditation works best if you're not leaning against the back of your chair. And we're just going to create some silence and some space before our first reading. And as we invite John to come up for our first reading, we invite you to listen to these words like a slow, fine meal. And if a word or a phrase jumps out at you, to take that phrase and just to chew on it, and to repeat it over and over in your minds. But Luke chapter 2.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Thank you. And as we read the text a second time, just continue to pray and ask the Holy Spirit and listen. And if there's a word or phrase, if it's the same phrase, just continue to meditate on that. If there's a new word or phrase, just follow the Spirit's lead. As we read it a second time, Luke chapter 2.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
as we read it a third time, to continue to think of the word or the phrase. And then after this third reading, we're going to have some space. And as Chris said earlier, you know, liturgy means work of the people. And we invite our voices and things that have been put on our heart to be shared. And so after the third reading, we're going to have a time of oratio, and there's going to be two mics around the room. And we're going to invite you to share the word or the phrase that comes to mind. And so our third reading, Luke chapter 2.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
So we invite us now to participate in our liturgy. Whether you're from Mosaic or Vox or visiting, we'd love to hear from you. So there's two mics around the room. And if the word or the phrase that you've been meditating on, just state it into the mic.
And it came time.
Peace to those on whom his favor dwells.
And this will be for all the people.
Thank you.
A savior has been born for you.
The first census.
As we read the text one last time, invite us just to take a deep breath, and as we hear the narrative of the first Advent, and we wait in longing for the second Advent, to engage and to chew and to pray this text as a prayer. And so, our fourth reading from Luke chapter 2.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that shall be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."